Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing the ninth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Ches and Parak Tes Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah, Parak Tes Mishnah Ches, is going to be continuing our discussion of Biur, and it's specifically going to try and understand what does a person do when the time of Biur comes, like we learned earlier, when a particular crop is no longer available in the field to the animals, then it becomes Biur, you gotta get rid of it, as we will learn in this Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mishahayu lo peiros shviyas v'yeshas Biur, a person who has peiros shviyas, he has the fruits of Shemitah year, and the time of Biur comes, once again, it's no longer available to the animals of the field, what must the person then do with such a crop? Says the Mishnah, Mechalik Mizon Shalosh Seudos Lechol Echad Ve'echad. At that point, a person has the ability to set aside and to separate and to apportion three meals for anyone in his home, as the bartender says, any neighbors, any relatives, anyone who wants has the ability to come and take enough food for three meals of that particular crop. At that point, as the bartender sort of fills in here, then he takes all of the remaining crops, he has to put it outside on his porch, and he has to say, Acheinu Beis Yisrael, Mishitzarech Litol, Litol, all my fellow Jews, anyone who wants to come and take it, has the ability to take it, it becomes completely and totally hefker. As the bartender points out, it's also true that really only until Shkia does a person have the ability to give it out to anyone else, but certainly until that point, he can distribute it to anyone that he wants, and then he goes and he makes it hefker, he makes it ownerless to anyone who wants it. Now the Mishnah is going to cite a machlokas regarding, it's a machlokas that we alluded to earlier in the Masechta, and it's a machlokas regarding who has the ability then to eat these crops that you are mafka, that you made ownerless after the time of beer came, who has the ability to eat them? It says the Mishnah, va'aniyim ochlim achar habir, and the poor people have the ability then to come and eat these foods after beer, after they were removed from the home. The poor, only poor people can come and take them and eat them. Of aloha shirim, but says the Mishnah, not rich people. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, only poor people have the ability to come and get them, but not rich people. However, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, echar aniyim v'echar ashirim ochlim achar habir, both the rich people and poor people have the ability to come and to eat the crops that you left, that you were mafka, that you made ownerless to anyone, as the bartender points out. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi that both rich people and poor people have the ability to come and take this food after beer, after they were removed from your home. Okay, now we're going to finish the parak with Parak Taz. Mishnah Tes, we continue discussing the halachos of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Mishahayu lo peiros shviyas, if a person has fruits from the Shemitah year, shenaflu lo biyerusha o shenitnu lo bamatana, that were either the gate that were given to him as an inheritance, someone passed away and therefore left him various peiros shviyas, fruits of the Shemitah year, they have kedushas, shviyas, holiness of the Shemitah year, o shenitnu lo matana, or someone gave them to him as a gift. In either case, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, yinosnu lo ochleihem, you must give them to other people to eat with you as well. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not allowed to eat such a produce, such crops by yourself. And the reason for that is because if you were to eat all of these crops, whether it was a Yerusha, whether it was given to you by an inheritance or a gift, if you eat it by yourself, what's going to happen is you're going to go and you're going to express gratitude to the person who ultimately gave it to you, and you're not allowed to do that according to Beis Shammai, as he's quoted in the Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Beis Shammai was of the opinion, as we learned earlier, that you're not allowed to give thanks, you can't show gratitude, even though normally we love to say thank you to people, and it's a very important thing to show gratitude. But when it comes to Shemitah, you're not allowed to show gratitude, because if you show gratitude, then you're acknowledging that this person used to be an owner of the produce. And the halacha is, it's not true, that no one owns produce of Shemitah, only the Torah made it hefker. The Torah made it ownerless. No one has the ability to own it, to give it. You got it, that's nice, but you can't thank anyone as a result of that. Beis Hillel disagreed, as we'll discuss in a moment. But Rabbi Eliezer, who's a prime student of Beis Shammai, is of the opinion, no, that you're not allowed to express gratitude to a person for giving you a gift of a Shemitah, and therefore you have to eat it with other people joining, because according to them, if you eat it with other people, then you're going to be less inclined to thank the person who gave them to you. V'chachamim omer, and the chachamim say, no, ein hachok teiniskar, such a sinner, quote unquote, the person who's getting this Yerusha, this inheritance, or this gift, he can't benefit in any way from these crops, because no matter what, he's still going to express thanks. He's still going to express gratitude, even if he does have the ability to share it with others. Therefore, therefore, he has to sell them to other people to eat. He can't even give them, because if he gives them to other people to eat, then what's going to happen? He'll still express gratitude, which according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's not allowed to do. Then the money that he makes, he has to divide up to anyone else. So now what's interesting here, though, is that the Chachamim, who seemingly disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, they disagree also in terms of, can a person express gratitude? The Chachamim hold, like Beis Hillel, that you are allowed to express gratitude to someone for giving you a gift for Shemitah. But what's interesting here is they're really just telling Rabbi Eliezer, listen, you hold like Beis Shammah that you can't express gratitude, but in your opinion, it doesn't work. You can't just say that you'll have someone have him eat it with other people and then he won't express gratitude. He'll still express gratitude. And even within your opinion, you wouldn't be allowed to have a person eat with other people. You'd have to have him sell it and then divide the money up and so on and so forth. But we should just note that the Chachamim hold like Beis Hillel, namely, you are allowed to give gratitude if someone gives you a present of a Peiros Shvi'is, of fruits from the Shemitah year. Now the parak just concludes with an unrelated halacha regarding Shemitah. Ha'ochel me'isa shvi'is ad shelo hormo chalasa, that if a person eats the dough of Shemitah year before separating chala, one of the things that you need to separate and give to the Kohen as a gift is chala, chayv misa, he is out, he gets misa bidei shemaim, as the Mishnah describes in Maseches Chala. A person who eats chala without hafrasha, without separating from it, gets chayv misa, he gets a death penalty. And therefore, you make sure that when it comes to the challah, the dough of Shemitah, you must separate challah there as well. Now, the reason why this is a chiddush, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though what person might have thought that you don't have to separate the challah from Shemitah dough, is because challah that becomes tameh must be burnt. And as we learned earlier, you can't burn Shemitah, anything from the Shemitah, any dough from the Shemitah, you can't burn that. You have to use it in the most ideal way. You can't burn it. And challah that becomes tameh does need to get burnt. So the question is, what do you do exactly when challah of truma, when challah of Shemitah becomes tameh? That's another discussion. But the point for now is that's why you would have thought maybe that you don't have to separate challah, because then it becomes tameh and you got to burn it. But no, the Mishnah teacher says no, you absolutely do need to separate challah from the Shemitah dough during the Shemitah year. Otherwise, you'd be chayiv misa, you'd get the death penalty. Quick review, Parak Tes, Mishnah Ches, began discussing what a person should do when the Shas beer comes, once it's no longer available to the animals of the Vilden. We said that you have to separate it for a three. You could divide it up, three meals. Anyone in your home, family, relatives, cousins, neighbors, anyone can come and get three meals of whatever that crop is. Then you got to put it out on the field and make it hefker to anyone. Then there was a machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Who can then eat that crop that you put out and make hefker, make it ownerless? According to Rabbi Yehuda, only poor people. According to Rabbi Yossi, both poor people and rich people. And like we said, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that anyone has the ability to eat that to crop that you are mafker, by the way, including the person himself, right? If you put it out and you make it hefker, whether you're poor or rich, then you have the ability to come and take it back, according to Rabbi Yossi. And again, that's how we paskin. And then Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, discuss the case of a person who gets either a Yerusha, an inheritance, or a Matana, a gift of Shemitah produce. And the question was, what exactly do you do with it? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can eat it, but you got to eat it with people, because if you eat it with people, then you're not going to express gratitude. And according to him, he follows Beis Shammah, that you can't express gratitude if someone gives you a Yerusha, either some sort of a gift, an inheritance of Shemitah produce, because again, you can't acknowledge that it was ever owned by anyone. The Torah makes such a thing hefker. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and say, no, that within your opinion that you can't express gratitude to someone giving you a gift of a Shemitah, you can't, it's not going to work, because even so, eat it with other people, then you're still going to thank the person, and there's going to be an owner. And according to the Chum, certainly, normally they hold like Beis Hillel anyway, namely that you can't thank, but they're working within the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the opinion of Beis Shammah, that you can't thank. And he's saying that it's not going to be helpful to you at all by simply eating with other people. You're still going to thank the owner, which according to them is not allowed there, for according to them, you must sell it and then divide up the money and so on and so forth, assuming that you can't thank the owner for giving you this gift of Shemitah. And then the parak just concluded by saying that when it comes to the dough of Shemitah, you are not allowed to eat such dough until you separate chal, just like any other year, just like any other chal, just like any other dough. Otherwise, you'd be chayav misa, even though one might think, no, that chal that becomes tameh has to be burnt, and you can't burn shemitah dough. But the halacha still is that you must separate the chal from shemitah dough. Have a great day.